Welcome to the InfoTinMan podcast initiating startup sequence.
That is right, Lisa. This is the InfoTinMan podcast. Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is a last stop podcast shop on your internet dial. Well, let's stop, drop, and roll right into the program for the month of Shocktober. I know there are a lot of people out there who probably think that I make a lot of money doing this. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is reported that... And here I say again, that is the biggest thing I do not like is editing these podcasts, since you're a one-man band. Well, I am at least, and do not have co-hosts to bounce things off of for most of the time. But it is reported that iTunes... Well, more commonly known as iTunes, now they want to be known as Apple Podcasts, has over 700,000 radio and TV netcasts. I'm thinking that if we were to rename podcasts, we would call them either radio netcasts or TV netcasts. That's probably what I would name mine. The radio netcasts, because I have a face for radio. No. But I do not see where watching people talk on a microphone is the most interesting thing. Anyway, unless you're, say, Mr. Rogan, who can get the famous guests, you might like to see the guests he has. But being virtually unknown and buried in the mountain of podcasts on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whichever you prefer to call it, is not the greatest, and I should have read the whole article, but I didn't. And it was an article that stated that 90% of the podcasts out there make no money. And I got into this thinking that eventually it would make some money, but everything I've tried has not seemed to work. Because basically what I'm selling is my voice, and I haven't added to Patreon in a long time, and that has hurt as well. But I do have my comedy thing I'm still working on. It is a tough thing to write comedic jokes that you do in a stand-up form more commonly, but still working on it, and I think it'll be funny once I do get it completed. I guess when you do make it really big, like say Dave Chappelle, who had a very funny TV show there for a while, and I saw one of his latest Netflix specials, where he, I guess, one sign to know that you've made it officially as a famous comedian making a lot of money is to be wearing a green jumpsuit with your name embroidered on a name tag type thing and a patch. More commonly, what I would call it is like an olive green custodial or janitorial outfit, or somebody might wear on a farm, but and being able to drop your microphone at the end of the end of your set. I wouldn't do that with mine because it was too expensive. Yes, I'm not an influencer either. I paid for everything I got here. The Rodecaster Pro, which I thoroughly enjoy, and the Procaster mic and the Rode PSA 1. I just wish they hadn't been on back order at the time I ordered it. It took a long time for me to get the Rodecaster Pro. But it is performed admirably so far. And they've made a lot of changes and updates that have improved it and stuff like that. Well, that's the money side of it. I don't know. How many of these things should I go? I know of podcasts that do make some money. I don't know how much they make, but they've done over 600 shows. And I'm like, could I do that without making a dime? I don't know. I guess it will be whether I still enjoy this or not. Actually, I think I've done around 110 episodes. There were three episodes that I can find. I did list them that I lost due to a filing error, but that's another thing. And, of course, the information in there probably is a little dated anyway to put up there, but most of the time I try to deal with stories that are fairly timeless or more interesting at any time you would listen to. But some of it has a time decay factor. And, well, people would go, well, that's ancient history, you know. And I would like to, I'm basically not making any money. It's probably due to mistakes I made early on, just basically jumping into it and not getting some business advice. And not being popular for other reasons, say on YouTube, like being a musician, which I'm not. As some of you might know, when I play my harmonica or try to sing, which I did in my last podcast, well, that might have been due to the Hennessy I was drinking. But I'm not drinking right now. I still do have a little bit of Hennessy. I might make half a shot hereafter. But I thought about this. It has been a difficult thing to gauge. And also being my age, and I try not to date myself so I can be popular with millennials as well as people my own age, people older, people in between, anybody who listens to this program. But at this age, most of the people my age are married with kids and even grandkids and stuff like that, but I am not. And And I have basically resigned myself that I will be single the rest of my life for the fact I really don't pursue female companionship anymore. That may be due to my bipolar condition. I hesitate to mention that. That's one of the baggage things that I carry around, not proudly, that's for sure, and was a pain in the ass trying to diagnose. And it's unfortunate that the kind of medicine that was around, well, that was prescribed to me, was not the right medication the first time around. Because if you are put in a facility for your own benefit, I guess the state considers, causes you to lose many things. But I've signed up for Tinder and Bumble, which may seem like I am pursuing a girlfriend, but not really. I just do a lot of swiping because most of them are looking for younger people. And at my age, I would most likely be looking at trying to get along with stepkids. And if they don't like you, then the woman is not going to stay with you or not want to be around because you have to get along with them first. I should have bought more of a drink here. I thought about this and I thought, well, gee, wouldn't it be fun to... I attended two different high schools in my day, in my dissipated youth. One was East Newton High School for my freshman and sophomore year. And Worthington Senior High in Worthington, Minnesota, which is my hometown. We moved due to family reasons, the death of my father being one of them. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I named all the women I had crushes on all through high school and college? In college, I wish I wouldn't. If I had it to do over again, I would not have attended. But at the time, I thought I knew what I wanted to do, and it didn't work out that way. Now I do this. For basically a hobby. And I might eventually add another dummy smartphone, basically, and put it on for an hour or two and have people call in and ask a question, leave a comment. Oh, you think this sucks? You think it's great? You like me as a host? You think I need a co-host? You think I need to do something different with my audio? Have different topics, whatever, to leave your comment. This one show I listen to, most of the people that call in are slightly inebriated. So it makes for a funny phone call. They keep it to like 3 minutes. I might keep mine to 3 or 4 minutes. But I don't, you know, I can name, well, I know of at least one or two women I had crushes on in high school that are on my Facebook list, but they will never know. And some that were, that are not on my Facebook list due to the fact they hate me because of something I did at one of my class reunions. I reminded her of something that happened in an accounting class, which I, here in Worthington, I had with Mr., I don't think he probably would care. Well, his first name was Gale. And, most of the women, and of course I was extremely shy, and sometimes shyness can be inappropriately deduced as being aloof, which was totally untrue. Yeah, I'm not making the kind of money to be aloof or aloof in any way with people. I try to be nice to open doors for people and whatever, you know, I try to be courteous to people, and I don't know if that's all people consider, but this, I don't know. Have you had success with Bumble and Tinder? I don't know. It's just, I've also looked at some sites that are, may seem more sketchy. I always check them out first to see whether they're a scam. I'm on this thing called Adult MILF Singles, and I do not know how to do these reverse image searches. They tend to go to sites that wouldn't have the pictures that these women post. But due to the fact that this woman would probably 99.9% chance that she would not hear this, but at East Newton High School, this would have been in Mrs. Clymer's general science class, way back when, in my dissipated youth. But at the time, I do not know her, I most assume, married name, but I do know her maiden one. Her name was Debbie Campbell. And I thought she was hotter than Carolina Reaper Pepper, which is very, I know there's a hotter pepper too. I could have said chocolate bootla, which you can't even get in the U.S. I believe you have to get it from another country. And I have seen people eat those and on YouTube, and sometimes it's not a pretty sight. If you've heard, oh God, I can't think of his name, Catfish Cooley. If you listen to him. And then there was one in junior high. I attended junior high in Granby, Missouri. And her name was Stacy Miller. And I did track her down, and she wouldn't give me the time of day. And I'd heard the reason why, and for some reason, for doing a little detective work, I did find her on Facebook, I shouldn't feel this way, but I had to grin a little bit at the fact that she got fat. But you shouldn't feel that way. She wasn't in junior high, that's for sure. And not that I'm Mr. Slim Jim, that's for sure. My dad did not have Brad Pitt's father's genes. And I'll stop there because that's going to be part of my comedy act. But let's see who else. Oh, and I attended St. Cloud State University and retained a mass communications degree with a minor in information media. And long since gone, I'm sure, Mr. E. Scott Bryce was my advisor at the time in the television area. For the first year of St. Cloud State, I took pictures for the St. Cloud State University Chronicle. And it was an enjoyable time. And we had another photographer there, Denise Kuntz, which I wish I would have asked out at least, or as the hipsters on another podcast go, gotten her digits. They say when getting a woman's phone number, but I never did. And at the time, we used dark rooms instead of the digital age, where we actually process film with chemicals. And we were in the dark a few times, and maybe I could have pursued something there, but of course now with the Me Too movement, that would have been, now it would be strictly for forbidden. And that was one of them there at St. Cloud State. Another one, well, there were, at the time, this would have been, I'm going to date myself here, but for someone who, well, you know, if they might come across this, this would have been the fall of 82, where I resided at Holes Hall Dormitory in St. Cloud, at St. Cloud State University, and they were, you had guys on one floor and women on another floor, and that's the way it went up the tower. A couple of floors up, I believe, there were a set of blonde twins, and some moments in life with women you wish you could have back. You wish you could go back in time and relive those days specifically. But she was playing a game with me. She had had some drinks in her. we were playing a little game. I came out into a hall and she was moving side to side and blocking my way down the hallway. And unfortunately, she had a bunch of cock blockers. cock blockers that came and rescued her from that. I was going to pursue that a little further because I dropped to my knees and she seemed to be of approving nature there. But her friends came and got her. And she tried to get away from them to come back and play that game a little further, but they hauled her along, and I didn't say anything. I should have went up and tried to go with them to whatever they were going to, another party or whatever, but I do not know which twin it was, and I don't remember their names. I don't even know if I actually got their names, to be quite honest. And there was a time I was walking around Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis where I may have seen them, but I do not know if it was them, so I didn't approach them. It's amazing how much more fun people are when they have a little liquor in them. especially women. But yeah, I'm gonna be a real sexist male pig on this episode, which some people will not like, but. Then there was another time. Some people might be a little shocked by this, but for a time I did attend a beach that was off in Minneapolis. It was about a five-minute drive to downtown Minneapolis. It was off of Highway 155. And this beach was up past the railroad tracks and down a trail. Just a small little area. But clothing was somewhat optional there. So you kind of do what your neighbors do, essentially, at times. And oh, man, there was a woman there that she could have been Halle Berry's younger sister. But she had like three or four crackers with her, white guys. And when she got undressed, I said the word, "Damn!" really loud. And she looked, and I quickly dunked my head underwater. But she knew who did it. And at the end, when the guys had left before her, actually, and she did come down, and I did dive under the water. She got a view of my backside, but I should have pursued that a little bit further and say, I hate to swim alone. It was a nice spring-fed lake. It was either, there are two lakes divided by a strip of land. One was named Twin, one was named Sweeney. And I think it was Sweeney that has that beach. I'm not sure. But now it's changed a lot, I'm sure, because of the mouth of the Twin Cities, which I listen to the show. But he's big shot in morning drive with at the KNQ morning crew has moved in and was has been and probably still is complaining about that beach. I don't know why he moved there, basically, because he knew that beach was there, but I'm sure that area gets police more often because he goes to city council meetings and gripes about him. He has said this has been in the past. I don't know how this beach has fared over the years. This has been a long time ago, but I'm sure she has long since married and kids and all this stuff. So, and then with bipolar, I know it causes a lot of anxiety, and I think that I never thought I did very good in interviews, job interviews, and I get the anxiety of bipolar, which I did not know I had. Had I known very early on in life, and we had the treatments that we do today, it would have made things a lot differently. I think. But I viewed the process of asking for phone numbers and dating and all that as raising my anxiety level to here, and I just didn't like the process of it at all. You know, and then you're wondering, oh, does she like me? Does she? Would she go out with me? Would she not? Should I ask? Should I not? And oh, well, there go some more editing of coughs. But then you think about, gee, if you could go back in time, what would you tell yourself, like, say, at the age of 15, 16? About pursuing women or whatever, what's going to be hot, what lottery numbers to choose. I know on this show, Charmed, which I've watched quite a few episodes of that, Three Attractive Witches, so why not watch it? But the original Charm, not the new one, which I never caught on to. I don't even know if they still do that show or not. But they couldn't use their powers for financial gain. But and there was this other woman, Jordan. She wasn't a person I attended school with. And I won't say how I met her, but she was always friendly. Of course, it was her profession. it involved a pole. And she could have been Halle Berry's younger sister as well. But not to say I'm Robert De Niro in the dating and marriage department, but I don't know. Boy, this is kind of cathartic to go through this. And also, I was invited to a interesting bachelor party that was held in someone's garage. But I was invited by a friend at the time. Of course, I guess we're still friends. Our friendship mainly is now just the occasional like on Facebook, but if you are single and your friend gets married and they have kids, oh, your friend gets just even married with no kids, you can kiss that friendship away pretty much. Let's see. Oh, we can only see married couples. We can't be around single people anymore. Yeah, they say women hold all the power. That's a bad comment to state in this Me Too movement, but what do I say? I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't, but a broship will never survive when there's pussy to be had by the other person. You can't go out and have a few beers with a person once they're married. But I don't know. I'm perfectly happy with just, I came into the world single, and if I most likely leave this world single, you know, big deal. So, but that's, well, let's see if there's any other crushes I had. I did sort of have one. Her name at the time, this would have been Granby Junior High, was Lisa York. Nice brunette there at the time. But nothing ever came of that. Let's see. On my Facebook friends, it's like, are you able to say the word MILF anymore? American Pie is an old movie. Yeah. You just never know who hits the MILF status on there, but I can kind of tell I'm getting to the uncomfortable stage of talking about that. And I'm sweating, which is bringing up my anxiety. See, now I equate the process of acquiring dates is, seems the same as going to a job interview. And I just hated it. And when you're not big into sports or a big shot, no, not big shot, but really good at, like, say, electric guitar or a drummer, it doesn't, I'm gonna say, yes, I'm a sexist male pig, it doesn't cause women to get moist when you take pictures for your high school newspaper and yearbook. And maybe there were some that were interested and never, women, you have to be the pursuer and they don't typically come to you. And a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but maybe some had some interest, but never let it be known. So who knows? It's just the way things work, and I never have quoted, well, it wouldn't be an exact quote of Billy Graham, but it would be, well, there are some people that are just going to be single just because of the sheer inequality in the number of males versus females and the birth rates. Let's see, anybody else? I was thinking of having a contest too. I have gotten some likes from, I know she's married and all this stuff, so it's not like somebody, but somebody I went to school with, and she lives out Colorado way and has liked some of my posts about my podcast, different episodes that you can play right off Facebook. And she can direct message me. I'm gonna test this out. Just I've asked her if she listened. She never responded when I asked her if she's listened to any of the shows, but she has liked some of those posts. And I hesitate to say her first name. She might not like that, but she lives out in Colorado, and we've talked about the weather there and other things, that I was out there last year at the first part of September to see the Rocky Mountains. But as in a test, she can direct message me. And here's what I would like you to type. I guess I could say her initials, TBS, but type these words just as a test to see if you listen to this show. Randy, you have the sexiest voice on the internet today. She can mean it or not. I'm just checking to see if she let me do this. And how do I, Randy? You have the sexiest voice on the internet. Went to high school with her. But any women that... I do not have much of a connection with... anybody from East Newton High School in Missouri at all. I do not believe I have anybody in the Facebook from there, which I probably should look, but oh well. We shall see. It looks like I'm hitting the 44 mark, and I was going to do this as a Halloween episode. Also, well, back in 87, it is my most memorable Halloween stories. Back in the day, soap operas were a lot bigger thing, and people actually scheduled their college courses around watching their soaps. And one I did catch up on, which I enjoy, the Odd Couple matchup, the Beauty and the Beast type things. And this is one where the real cutie got involved with the guy who wore an eye patch, and he was kind of a seedy character at the time, And so I enjoy it. It was on Days of Our Lives, and there are a lot of people that have kids now named Kayla because of that, which I've heard them state. So I dressed up like his character and wore a black eye patch and sort of dressed like him. And he wore a bolo tie and I wore cowboy boots. And some women were interested. They knew who it was. And I was sitting by a pool table. He was kind of a pool shark at the time. And in the show Days of Our Lives, or as more commonly stated, a duel. And some woman shouted, well, she didn't shout it, but she said, "Oh man, there's Steve Johnson." And that was his name. And more commonly known as Patch back then. And some other women sitting closer to us. This would have been at, I don't know if this pub is still in the main downtown area, but it was McGrudy's Pub. I got a nice hug from a woman. I called her Sweetness as they were leaving, and she gave me a nice hug. I wish that would have wound up to be a little more. But once again, didn't pursue it. And now it's like in this town, and we do have a new brewery where you might meet some. Going there by myself, it feels like totally lame. And of course, women are always there with their blockers. So, and not to be a popular place with me. I've been there like three times, and their food menu is kind of limited and maybe a little bit overly expensive as far as what they charge for brats and a beer. I don't know what the common thing is for startup breweries, but it seems to be a popular place here in this town, between 12 and 13,000, I believe. When I was a kid, the population sign said for many years 10,362. So I'm not whining or complaining. I'm just stating what I've been through. So, and had I known, I would have stayed on campus a couple more years, if not all my years at St. Cloud. And had I known what computers would have been and how I deal with them today, I wish I would have gotten a crash, not a crash course, but trained up in all the programming languages and all this and seen what the internet would become. I would have bought a lot of domain names and put a lot of money, if not all, into this little company called Apple. But had I had any foresight back then, but it was not to be. You know, there are a lot of people that can name a teacher that was really an inspiration to them as to guiding them on their career path. I can name a few in the photography area, but for the most part, it is a weird thing, but I remember the teachers most that had some sort of physical thing. That Mrs. Clymer, who taught general science at East Newton High School, I noticed she had part of a finger off. And one guy who, my geometry teacher at East Newton High School, he was a very nice man. Very, very nice man. Joe Brown was his name. And he had kind of the lateral S going with his voice. Kind of like that. At the time, we had a half hour on Wednesdays where all we did was read. We could bring anything we wanted to read. Unfortunately, my dad did not keep a stack of Playboys around. If he did, I never saw them. But every time I sat up, I think I sat in the front row for some reason at times, and I noticed that every time we had that reading half hour, he would always have his Bible there. So another one was my Spanish teacher. I remember Bernie Johnson, I believe is his name. He had something with crutches, and I did really well in Spanish. I don't know why, but I think on Fridays or whatever, we would always sing La Cucaracha. It wasn't a one where you were fluent. I know a few things in Spanish, but never have gone to Mexico. I don't know if I could communicate real well. But at one time I did get a phone call, and the guy was speaking Spanish to me right off the bat. And I said, "No, I do know how to say no habla español." And he goes, "Oh, sorry." And he spoke perfect English, right? Which I rarely get. Also, I'm going to alert some people to a scam I've gotten recently. Most people probably can recognize this and know that it's a scam right away. But I've gotten like three or four calls from the IRS saying that my Social Security number has been used in an inappropriate manner, and that if you want to do something about it, you gotta call this number or do something. And immediate hang up on those type calls, and also the one about your car's warranty. Do not do that. What's the other one? Student loans. I don't know. That might have been one too. But that latest one has been about there are problems with your Social Security number. Do not answer that. And if there is a number that you do not recognize, most times you probably shouldn't pick up on that, because then they know it's an active number that they might call for scam calls. Sometimes I do answer some of those because I might get calls from something important that I do not recognize the number, and that's the bitch of that. But, well, looks like I'm coming up on an hour here if I do edit this, but TBS out in Colorado, if you have listened to this show, you can direct message me on Facebook and say, Randy, you have the sexiest voice in on the radio net today. On the radio netcast today. Maybe I should do it in my best Barry White voice. Oh, man. And here I was going to save this for, I may cut this really short and go to something else and do some more stories about the legends and history of Boston, Ohio, as far as being the spook capital of Ohio. So, as of now, we shall say this podcast is ready to warp drives to the interwebs, and let's do this. Let's do this first. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can check out my Facebook page, which is getting a lot of likes from people named Sim Halabim, which makes me a little nervous in some respects because I did rip on scammers one episode, which may have been offensive, but talking about phone boiler rooms in India, but I hope that's not the case and they actually like the page. I don't get a lot of likes from people. I guess the Bob Johnsons of the world, I don't get a lot of likes. Or maybe they don't like the show. I don't know. But if I were to travel to Europe, which I could do at this time, but I do not like to fly. If I do hook up that alternate phone number to my Rodecaster, I might set up some hours where people can call in and I'd just record it and then I would respond to it on my future podcast and you might get your voice on it. So we might do that in the future. Let's see. Well, you can make a PayPal donation too if you like. It's either under, I think it's randyms12@gmail.com that you can leave a donation at. Also, if you want to look at my Patreon page, you might have not heard some of those episodes. That's patreon.com/infotainment. And thanks for joining this episode of Infotainment. And maybe if I do get that phone number hooked up, the UK is my biggest country across the pond that downloads this show. I know, notice that most episodes get downloaded from a person or persons in the, oh God, what is it? Manchester? No. It's a suburb of London anyway. But it would be fun to travel to London and see if I could meet any fans of infotainment. But now we will warp drive the show to the interwebs. Thanks for listening, everybody.